The latest annual survey of illegal drug trends in Australia has found that more people are using ice, despite its widely publicised dangers. This year, the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre surveyed around 1,000 intravenous drug users and another 1,000 recreational drug users to help develop more effective public policy. The findings will be discussed at a conference in Sydney today. The drug centre's lead researcher, Dr. Lucy Burns, spoke to Barney Porter.
Some may say that's not a huge rise, but for us that is a significant increase. And of course, it's a concern whenever we see any sort of increase in the use of ice because of the major health implications associated with that.
Why is it going up? Is it becoming more available? Are more people turning to it because there's a shortage in other drugs?
Look, we are finding, and we have found over the past number of years, that the purity of ecstasy, which of course has been the major drug of choice of young people, apart from cannabis, but we have, I guess, seen, particularly this year, I think purity is probably at its lowest level that we've seen in a very, very long time. So I think things are occurring in that particular context. So perhaps the proportion of people who previously used ecstasy are finding there's, you know, virtually no percentage of ecstasy in the pills they're taking, maybe choosing to turn to other substances such as ice.
So does that suggest there's also a less amount of ecstasy being used?
Our surveys don't really measure the prevalence of ecstasy because we recruit people into it who are already using ecstasy, but we do ask them whether ecstasy is in fact their drug of choice, and we have seen a significant decrease in the number of people who are saying ecstasy is actually their drug of choice now. So I think for a variety of reasons, but I think largely driven by the poor purity, people are actually turning to other substances.
What's the attraction of ice?
Well, you'd think there wouldn't be much attraction, but I think, you know, it's a powerful hit, and for a short period of time, it's probably, you know, feeling sort of fuzzy and great and up there. But, you know, longer term, we have seen some pretty significant poor outcomes. And I think what we have seen over the past few years, I mean, we did have an increase, I think, about a few years ago, and then it sort of waned a little bit. I think people who were using it realised that it had some pretty nasty effects. And so this rise again may be that people, as I've mentioned, the lack of purity, but it may also be that there are more people using it for the first time. And I think that's something we need to keep our monitoring hats on for.
It has such a bad reputation, though.
Well, I think, you know, if people are out and they're partying and things and it's available and it's fairly pure and you do get an instantaneous good feeling from it and it's, you know, relatively cheap relative to some other drugs like cocaine, perhaps that may explain part of that. I mean, people aren't going to take something that, you know, will make them feel awful immediately. I mean, you get a good, you know, I suppose, feeling initially, but there is some awful come-down effects and also both physical and psychological harms.
Do we need to have more campaigns to remind people that this is really a bad drug?
Look, I think if we're starting to see sneaking increases, I think we do need to reboot our efforts in terms of things like public education. But also, at the moment, we don't really have a lot of good treatments available for people who are ice-dependent or crystal methamphetamine-dependent. So again, I think we need to harness some more efforts into looking at those possible options.
We've not seen such figures of ice use. We're not at the peak of 2006. I guess that is one positive.
Look, that's a definite positive. And as I said, it's more that at the moment it's on our radar. We're watching it. We've seen an increase. And because it's such a nasty drug, we do need to keep close eye on that. But no, we're not seeing those peak levels yet.
Are you feeling better than the survey last year? Or is it we're on a holding pattern? How are you looking to the future?
Yeah, look, we are in a little bit of a holding pattern, I suppose. But we do, this upsurge has increase has worried us a bit, but we also have another of set of drugs on the horizons, which are our emerging psychoactive substances. So there are new things that are used in the UK, and what we've been monitoring is whether those things are coming to Australia as well. So that's another sort of worrying arm that we keep out there, and at the moment it looks like they're increasing slightly, but we're not seeing anything like the rise that we've seen in those that are used in the UK.
And that's Dr. Lucy Burns, the lead researcher from the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre, speaking to Barney Porter.